This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Federal authorities are charging a Florida man in the mailing of package bombs to prominent Democrats and others. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
We have arrested Cesar Sayoc.
FBI Chief Chris Wray says a fingerprint helped them identify Sayoc, a 56-year-old Florida man with a long criminal history. Wray says it was found on one of 13 pipe bombs mailed nationwide, containing materials that could react and explode, though none did.
These are not hoax devices.
Wray says more could be out there. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says Sayoc faces 5 federal counts. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Donald Trump said on Friday he learned that the Florida man who is a suspect in those pipe bombs is one of his supporters. Speaking to reporters, Trump also said he would not contact former President Barack Obama and the other people targeted by the package bombs. A U.S. news report says that Salah bin Jamal Khashoggi, the son of the Saudi journalist slain in Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul, has arrived in the United States. The dual U.S.-Saudi citizen had been banned from traveling by the Saudi government until earlier this week. The State Department said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was pleased at the lifting of the travel restriction. Pompeo had urged the Saudis to allow Salah Khashoggi to leave the kingdom. Palestinian health authorities say at least 4 people were killed and dozens were wounded by Israeli forces Friday in protests along the border. Israel said thousands of Palestinians gathered along the Gaza border Friday to throw firebombs and rocks at Israeli troops. Such protests have been taking place since March 30th as Palestinians demand an end to the Israeli blockade of the territory. This is VOA News.